Young Alaska Natives are spreading Yupik literacy. Six students from across the state competed in the 5th annual Yupik Spelling Bee for Beginners in Anchorage over the weekend. The contest is open to 3rd through 8th grade and run by volunteers. It's a lot of work, and with the responsibility concentrated to a few individuals, the future of the event is in question. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
U-I-V-E-N-Q-E-G-G. It means to turn around or spin.
That's Daniel Hunter in his first place winning word at the 2016 Yupik Spelling Bee. Hunter is a 7th grader at Sheldon Point School in Nunamiqua, located on the mouth of the Yukon River. Hunter says the final word was an easy one for him. It's written on the wall in his school classroom, and he says he just pictured the poster in his mind.
I feel happy. I thought I wouldn't come first, but I did good.
Hunter helps his family and friends with the language. He's only 12, but he's thinking about the future. He says he wants to learn Yupik to keep the language alive so he can someday teach it to his own kids, something he says his parents aren't able to do for him. Savannah Strongheart is Hunter's coach and the bilingual bicultural teacher at Sheldon Point. She says it's common in Nunamiqua for only elders to speak Yupik. She hopes students working towards the spelling bee will reverse that trend.
I think it's important for them to know their language and to know where they come from and who they are.
Strongheart's students started preparing in November, practicing at home and coming in for a couple hours on the weekends, even over Christmas break. The months of work and the necessary credentials means finding coaches like Strongheart is hard. Frida Dan started the Bee and has struggled to find coaches across the state. This year, she found 5. There are a lot of hoops to jump through. Dan says people might know Yupik culture, but that doesn't mean they can speak Yupik. And few people who speak the language know how to read and write it. On top of that, Dan says, they have to be able to teach.
It's really hard to come across people who are familiar with the orthography. There's a good number of fluent people, but there's not a good number of literate people.
To help overcome those barriers, Dan sends coaches weekly teaching material and spends 20 to 30 hours a week preparing the packets. She's researching, double-checking, and reading Yupik, English, and French language books to figure out how to teach literacy. This effort is on her own time without compensation. And it's all, she says, so kids won't have to teach the language to themselves, something she's been doing for 25 years.
I know how very, very difficult it is to figure stuff out on your own. And I think a lot of kids, their only recourse is to teach themselves.
Dan is concerned about the future of the cultural education that is the essence of the spelling bee, which she considers the state's only proficiency test for Yupik literacy. She doesn't know how long she'll be able to sustain the bee without extra support. For now, she says, the kids who want to take part in learning their language, like first place winner Daniel Hunter, keep her going. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.